This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation which has produced no shortage of developments to worry about. Today, a lot of focus on the developments of crime, which continues to rise in many cities and all across the country, to police misconduct, obviously, with the situation in Memphis. That is on people's minds, a struggling economy, and perhaps the extinction of the human race because of AI, particularly rogue AI. There's a piece by Ben Cost in the New York Post today which says rogue AI could kill everyone. Scientists warn as the chat GPT craze runs rampant. And Elon Musk, you remember him? He tweeted, using his own company, obviously. He tweeted last week, ChatGPT is scary good. We are not far from dangerously strong AI. Is that right? Is this something to worry about? Nobody better to speak to than someone who has worked in this field for a very long time, and in fact is one of the leaders in the field of artificial intelligence. He is also Robert Marks, the senior fellow at the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at the Discovery Institute here in Seattle. Besides serving as director, Dr. Marks hosts the Mind Matters podcast for the Bradley Center at Mind Matters AI. He's a distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at Baylor University. Dr. Marks, how about that? Are we really in danger of rogue AI killing everyone?
Well, I think you'd have to define exactly what you mean by rogue AI. AI is a tool and nothing more than a tool. So in order for AI to take over, if you will, there either has to be a human behind it or there has to be incredibly careless programming. So, no, I don't believe that, you know, that is going to happen. One of the things that people need to remember is that AI has its limitations. It'll never be creative. It'll never understand, and it will never have sentience. And that's going to diminish its probability of becoming rogue at any time in the future. So, and there's other people that are really smart that disagree. Roger Penrose, who won the Nobel Prize a couple of years ago, says that AI is never going to be conscious. In fact, he wrote a book called, let's see, what's it called? It's called The Emperor's New Mind, a great book where he outlines the reasons that he believes that AI will never be conscious. And I think you have to be conscious and sentient to go rogue on your own. It'll never go rogue on its own.
Well, you've just written a non-computable you, which is subtitled What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will. What is the essence of the stopping point for artificial intelligence? What will it be unable to do, to which it might be applied? It certainly can drive vehicles, right? We know that already.
Yes.
It can compose music. Can the music be?
I would disagree with that. But let's
go ahead.
Well, I believe that in order for AI to compose music, it has to be programmed with the same music that it is. That is purported to generate. If you want to generate jazz, you train the AI on a lot of jazz. And, well, guess what it does? It generates jazz. In fact, there's a big lawsuit which was recently posted against some of these AI models, these large language models such as ChatGPT and some of these some of these others, such as Lambda, saying that, hey, you're infringing on my copyright. And the reason is you're using my music in order to generate stuff that sounds like my music. You're using my prose in order to generate things that sound like my prose, and you are diminishing my ability to make money. So this is going to be a lawsuit, which is going to be determined in a court. And it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. If indeed they do uphold the copyright of the original creators, it's really going to be put a big chill in a lot of this artificial intelligence, which is all trained on stuff that already exists. Much of it copyrighted.
Right. There was apparently a new development with University of Minnesota Law School, where the professors used ChatGPT in order to generate answers in four law school exams. And while humans averaged a B+, the popular and powerful AI robot did not. The bot passed each exam, but not with flying colors, averaging a C+, less than the human beings. Why do you think that they would have difficulty beating human beings in terms of being programmed to do law school exams?
Well, yeah, this is very interesting. In fact, it's not only the law school and the bar exam, but ChatGPT has been used to pass medical license exams. And let's see, one of the most prestigious business schools, Pennsylvania's Wharton School, a professor there reports that ChatGPT earned a grade of between B and B- on a final exam, usually presented to MBA students. So yes, this is indeed happening right now. And it's kind of chilling, but you know, this is something we're going to have to adapt to. I remember a number of years ago asking whether students in mathematics and engineering and science should be able to use a program calculator on test, a programmable calculator on test. And, you know, that was big and controversial. And so we're having that today, and we're going to have to adapt to it. I think to its credit, there are people starting to come out with some of these detectors for large language models like ChatGPT, which will look at these extended answers and say, you know, there's a good chance this was generated by a large language model. So this is something which is, you know, which happens with technology and any weaponry. You come out with weaponry, you come out with the anti-weaponry. And so there's a guy at Princeton that came out with something called GPT-0, and he uses statistics of the response of whatever prose was submitted and uses it to determine with a certain probability whether that was generated by a large language model like ChatGPT. And to their credit, OpenAI, who generates ChatGPT, is looking to, if you will, watermark their generated text with an unnoticeable secret signal that you can detect whether or not the text which was generated, it was generated by ChatGPT or not. And so this is something which is in the works. And so, you know, there's kind of pushback towards some of these things already.
Well, again, and it's right now, there's so much that people are fascinated with and I think afraid of. There was one particular line of work where I think people would applaud if the current people who pursue that line of work were actually replaced by artificial intelligence. They couldn't do worse, people might say. I'm talking about the Congress of the United States. A member of Congress, just for the first time, delivered an address on the floor. It was a brief speech by a Massachusetts Democrat, but it wasn't actually by him. It was by ChatGPT. And we've heard about sermons. There was a rabbi in Long Island who delivered an AI sermon, and apparently the congregation loved it. So where do we go, and what jobs are most threatened by the developments in artificial intelligence? We'll be right back with Dr. Robert Marks.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Speaking to Professor Robert Marks of Baylor University, he is also the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute here in Seattle, the leading think tank in the Northwest. And he's the author, most recently, of Non-Computable You, What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will. One of the things that is very much on people's minds about artificial intelligence is the loss of jobs. I mean, the most common analogy that people bring up, or the most common possibility that people bring up, is that there are literally millions of fast food jobs that could be replaced at much less cost by robotics. And then you also have the question of automatically driving trucks. There is a huge job market for truck drivers still. And are they at realistic risk of losing literally millions of jobs by people who drive for a living?
Okay, that's a question to me. Yes, of course, AI is going to be disruptive. Technology is always disruptive. We had an industrial revolution where everybody that used to work on farms moved to the city. Everybody, you know, people have to adapt, unfortunately. As far as self-driving cars, we're still not there. There's different levels of self-driving cars, the highest of which is level 5, where I get in my car and I get a little program to drive to West Virginia, and I go in the back and take a nap and just trust my car. We're not there yet. You always have to have attention. So that's far down the road, I think, and we'll see what happens there. That's possible, but it's a big place to jump. Will these ChatGPT programs and large language models disrupt jobs? Yeah, I think they will, of course. They're going to cause copywriting jobs. But in my experience, I've used ChatGPT, for example, to generate. By the way, I said ChatGPT-3. That means this is the third generation, so I might slip and say that. I've used it to generate an announcement to publicize a workshop that we're having here at Baylor on the Spectrum. My son used it to draft a rental contract. But in both of these cases, it was a suggestion, and we took the results in both cases and we polished them so that it met our criterion. You mentioned this congressional speech and the sermon. I don't know this for sure, but I suspect that that was polished too. Will it get to the point where it doesn't need to be polished? But possibly. That can be the case. But the thing to remember is that AI is a tool, and any time you get a really good tool, it's going to cost jobs. But one of the things that these large language models such as ChatGPT is not going to be able to do, it'll never be able to cover a breaking story. It'll never be creative in a sense which we can define if you want to get into the definition of creative. And plus, the other thing, with displacing some jobs, there's going to be other jobs which are created. You're going to have tech support. You're going to have computer programmers, which are programming and tuning these things to work. So there's a great book by a guy named Tamney. It's called The End of Work. And he talks about how technology doesn't make the world more dystopian. It makes it more utopian. Now we have lots of free time to go out and do the things that we like to do because of technology. We don't have to go out and hang our laundry on a clothesline, or we don't have to go out and plow our own fields and raise our own food. We have a lot of free time, and I think that's the history of all technology, and it's going to be the history of AI, remembering that it's just going to be a tool. It's an incredibly powerful tool. It's an impressive tool, but we're still kind of looking at its limitations and what it's going to do and how the effect is going to be on society.
Yeah, what you were telling me before about how different levels of technology, even in the distant past, have created new jobs at the same time they make other jobs obsolete. I know that one of the examples that I know George Gilder has written about is elevator operators. There used to be more than a million people who made their living. They went to work every day running elevators. And today you look back at that and say, well, if they can get the elevator to work, why can't they get you to press the button? And that, it seems to me, would be a good example of the direction of AI. In that regard, One of the things that's very much in the minds of everybody today is this horrible case in Memphis with the five police officers. Doesn't that argue for robocops, for police officers who would be programmed not to beat someone up and kill him unnecessarily?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, there was a case in San Francisco where they had these so-called killer robots, and the San Francisco council said, well, you know, we're going to allow it. And then there was a big backlash because it was San Francisco, and so they outlawed it. But there was also a case here in Texas where a sniper had killed five policemen and a number of pedestrians, and they had spent hours and hours just talking to this guy, realizing that there was nothing that was going to happen. So they sent a robot in with an explosive, and they took the guy out. That was the only solution. The guy in charge says, you know, we'd exhausted all sorts of things. We told him we were going to do this if he didn't surrender, and that was the case. So the idea of these killer robots boils down to the question as to whether they're autonomous or not. And as long as you have a person in the loop, I think it's pretty, it's a pretty safe operation. If you arm, for example, a robot with a firearm, and that firearm can only be fired remotely by somebody, then that really is just an extension of the arm, isn't it? It's just like the policeman having a firearm and being able to discharge it remotely. So I don't see any problems with that. The question is autonomy, and autonomy becomes a very touchy question in the case of artificial intelligence, which is the reason that we haven't gone to the level 5 self-driving car yet, is because that would be totally autonomous, and nobody really trusts that as of yet. We don't have the technology to trust it as of yet.
What about warfare? I mean, obviously, they're trying to inject as much AI as possible to spare human lives. Could we be moving away from some of the unspeakable costs of war that we see in Ukraine? That is a question for another time. There is so much that raises questions and actually answers them in the book by Robert Marks, Noncomputable You. You can go find it at noncomputableyou.com. There's a great deal more, and Robert Marks, greatly appreciate your conversation. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Reports say all of the Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols have been charged and are behind bars. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Nichols died several days after that January 7th traffic stop.
Top Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company they say is marketing a small rifle to children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused We One Tackle of breaking the law in its advertising of its JR-15 rifle. New bankruptcy documents reveal thousands of creditors who are owed money from FTX, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, all listed in documents Wednesday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved Show, today is a historic day for many reasons, but not only because the development of this horrifying case in Memphis, Tennessee, which has been on the top of everybody's news broadcast and everybody's minds, really. But also because today was the day when one of the most celebrated freshman Congress people in history, somebody who has gotten so much attention even before he's begun serving in the House of Representatives, he made his maiden speech, his first ever floor speech. And you know what? I think you can listen to this speech, and there are no lies in it. Nothing made up. Here is George Santos addressing the House of Representatives. Listen.
Madam Speaker, today I rise in support of the brave Iranian protesters who are fighting against barbaric forces of immorality. During his 1967 inaugural address as Governor of California, Ronald Reagan said that freedom is fragile, is a fragile thing, and it is never more than one generation away from extinction. Iranian protesters have based this revolution on three principles: women, life, and freedom, all of which America has rightfully championed. With a considerable population of Iranian Americans in New York's 3rd Congressional District, let America serve as a democratic beacon of light for the Iranian men and women who are fighting abroad.
Okay, this was not written by a chat bot, not by ChatGPT. That's the true thoughts of George Santos and probably one of the least controversial recent points that he has made. I mean, what's stunning now and what could actually involve some criminal difficulty is the changes in his financial reporting obligations. In other words, he had filed a series of papers about the financing of his campaign, saying that he had personally contributed loans to his campaign from his personal wealth of some $700,000, which is a pretty juicy contribution. But it turns out that he originally checked a box saying it was a personal contribution, and now when they were refiled, they altered the so there's no checkbox. He doesn't identify the source of it at all. And we still don't know the source of the money. It is unlikely that it was a personal contribution because this is a guy who is reporting an income of $55,000 a year at its height, and of course had back rent and unpaid bills, and it's all very peculiar. The one thing that I think is significant is that yesterday the Speaker of the House indicated that if the Ethics Committee found out that George Santos in his fundraising or his reporting had broken any laws, that he, Kevin McCarthy, would support his expulsion from the House of Representatives. Somebody else in the House of Representatives thinks there is some chicanery, double dealing, and she, in a sense, rises to the defense of Joe Biden. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She went on the One America's Network, OAN, and she suggested that Biden is actually not guilty of any personal mishandling of his papers because, and she always loves conspiracy theories, he was set up. Listen, clip five.
It makes me wonder something else that other people have been wondering. Are we seeing a setup for them to try to get Joe Biden not to run for president and perhaps make way for someone else to run for president in 2024? I think those are interesting things to think about. But I'm glad to see, Democrat senators and different Democrats just claiming what is absolutely true. How reckless and irresponsible. It shows that he's not fit for office. I'll say it again, impeach Joe Biden, and now we just have more reasons to do so.
Okay, is she suggesting that one of the grounds for impeachment would be mishandling of documents? And again, given the fact that there has been some documented, accepted mishandling of documents, not only by President Biden, but by Vice President Pence now, and certainly by President Trump, though he is a little bit less ready to even recognize that he did something wrong with those actually several boxes of classified documents that were found at various places in Mar-a-Lago. Another very loyal follower of President Trump is Carrie Lake. And there's a piece, and I think it's an important piece, in the Arizona Mirror. And it's a piece headlined, Election Denial is Lucrative. Carrie Lake raised $2.5 million after Election Day. Now, what's amazing about that is people from all over the country sending her money after her election had been settled, and she lost. The day that Katie Hobbs, who is the new governor of Arizona, was declared the winner of the governor's race, cash poured in to Carrie Lake's campaign as people from across the country heeded her call to fight back against an election system she said was BS. More than 8,000 people contributed $338,388 to Lake's failed campaign on November 14th. Less than a quarter of those contributions came from Arizona, though the Grand Canyon state led the way with about 1,700 donations. money arrived from every state plus Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. Lake took in more money that day, 6 days after the election, than she did on any other day of her campaign, which began in mid-2021. It was the first of 5 days after the November 8th election that Lake's campaign would tally more than 100,000 in contributions from across the country, according to the Arizona Mirror's analysis of the campaign finance reports. Between the day after the election and the end of the year, Lake received more than 7,000 contributions from 37,281 people. Did I say 7,000? That's more than 57,000 contributions. All told, the former news anchor turned MAGA star raised $2,515,116 after the election. I mean, you can feel very, very bad when you have given money to a candidate who loses. But to give that kind of money to a candidate who's already lost, why? More than half of the $3 million in post-election spending, because she had some left over, she didn't even need this extra money because she had more than $500,000 left over from her campaign war chest. More than half of the $3 million in post-election spending went to Tag Strategies, a Virginia-based marketing and communications firm that received payments nearly every day. It's unclear what most of that $1.5 million in expenses was for, as the Lake campaign categorized the vast majority of those payments as administration other in finance reports. There's also an unbelievable amount of money that the campaign spent at the Scottsdale Resort McCormick Ranch, the swanky AAA Four Diamond Hotel, where she and members of her staff relaxed after their failed campaign. More coming up on The Medved Show.
You can't handle
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. We all talked about President Trump coming back to Instagram and to Facebook. Twitter remains to be seen. Truth Social, he still remains a very vigorous presence. But Adam Schiff, who is not a favorite of President Trump's, I mean, he's been referred to frequently on Fox News as they say bullshit. In any event, we will see about his campaign for U.S. Senate. He is almost surely campaigning for the U.S. Senate, and that campaign is being launched, or at least partially launched, by his first TikTok video. Now, the idea of doing videos on TikToks, I am trying, despite the fact that I'm being pushed by some of my associates, to avoid TikTok because there's enough in terms of messages and emails. And okay, but Adam Schiff's first TikTok video is all about the effort by Speaker McCarthy and the other Republican leaders of the House to get him removed from his perch, where he was at one point chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And then he ends with a punchline that is familiar and actually resembles some of what we heard about Carrie Lake. Listen.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this, this is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely no clue of what they're contributing to. Are they contributing to a legal defense fund? Are they contributing to his Senate campaign? And by the way, well, this was the unbelievable. We should have led with this, Jeremy, because it was the most unbelievable announcement. Did you hear that Dianne Feinstein, who would be 91 years old, really she would, at the time of her reelection, if she does get reelected or face reelection, Dianne Feinstein made an announcement about her plans. And during the year 2023, she is not going to let us know whether or not she's running. She says she's going to make a decision not before 2024. She's waiting to get the requisite maturity to reach the age of 90 so that she can make that announcement, Senator Feinstein. She already has, I believe, one, two, and with Adam Schiff, who's almost announced, there are at least three Democrats who are already officially running against her, Congresswoman Katie Porter, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, and there will be others because it's a Senate seat from California. And that's part of the deal here, is that so much of this political candidacy, and you can see this with Carrie Lake, when you raise so much money, even though you can't legally use that money to pay your rent or to buy a car, well, you can buy a car because you could claim the car is for a campaign purpose. As long as you have some conceivable campaign purpose, including staying at a Four Diamond resort for weeks after the election, and she didn't think the election was over, the actual ballots with a $17,000 vote advantage to her opponent, the facts said it was over. And speaking of facts, there's this. This is a summary from Newser about the very latest on George Santos. The latest issue regarding George Santos to have come under scrutiny: what's the origin of the more than $700,000 loaned to the campaign of the newly elected GOP congressman from New York? In filings with the Federal Election Commission from April of last year and later in 2022, the Santos campaign said those loans were from Santos's personal funds. But in amended campaign finance reports filed yesterday, his campaign unchecked a couple of important boxes regarding a $500,000 loan and a $125,000 loan. While the amended forms still say those loans came from the candidate, a box indicating they came from personal funds of the candidate, which was originally checked on the 2022 forms, is now unchecked for both of those loans. So if that $625,000 wasn't from Santos' personal funds, as previously indicated, where was it from? That's not clear, the Daily Beast reports. More on the latest on Santos. Number one, confusion about that $625,000. A spokesperson from a nonprofit watchdog group sums it up this way to the New York Times: I have never been this confused looking at an FCC filing. And an elections lawyer muses that if the campaign loans didn't come from Santos's personal funds or a bank, they likely came from illegal sources. Why the amended filings? Most of the amended information in the new filings simply corrected routine discrepancies on the forms. The FEC commonly flags missing information and then asks for errors to be fixed. But experts say the number of amended filings is strange. Some reports, for example, have been amended seven times so far between 2021 and now. And there's more. But there's also support for George Santos. The Daily Show prepared a political ad in his behalf featuring some of his constituents who proudly voted for him. And yes, it is meant as a source of humor. Listen.
Probably been hearing a lot in the media about our new congressman, George Santos. But now it's time that you hear from us, the people who voted for him.
We here in New York's 3rd District voted for Congressman Santos because he's a fighter. And not just as a politician, but as a boxer who beat Muhammad Ali in 1972. It's a great fight.
Come on, Tommy! I stand with George Santos because when my apartment building was collapsing, he held it up with one arm.
I support George Santos because, simply put, he's a war hero. Also invented the window.
I'm voting for Santos because he cares about seniors. And as an 87-year-old woman, that's important to me.
I stand with the brother George Santos because he invented the cure for COVID. Just wish he had done it before I died from it.
I stand with Santos. Yep, even me. Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman. As
As a Christian woman who's never had sex because I'm saving myself for marriage, I know George Santos shares my values.
Why do I support George Santos? Because we're both proudly Jewish. Jew-ish. I stand with George Santos. Now watch me eat this meatball sandwich.
I stand with George Santos, who's Anthony DeVolder.
I stand with Anthony Santos DeVolder.
George Santos. I stand with George Santos.
I stand with George Costanza.
Anthony DeVito.
George Michael.
John Samos.
Whatever his name may be, I'm with her. I'm with him. Can I call him Rick? I want to say Rick. I stand with Rick.
Y'all know who he is.
Paid for with money you sent to a dying dog, probably.
Okay, and this is not a parody. This is more another brand new report. Santos last month on a Brazilian podcast, he claimed, in Portuguese obviously, to have been the target of an assassination attempt. Did you know that? Wow. And in a newly resurfaced 2020 interview, he claimed he had met Jeffrey Epstein. Now, why would you want to claim that if it weren't true? I mean, I think it's probably not true, but really to... And then after Santos took issue with his skewering on late night TV, he ended up in a Twitter battle with a drag queen. This before the films of him performing in drag surfaced. The Kevin McCarthy said yesterday that if the House Ethics Committee finds Santos broke any laws, the congressman will be removed from office. The Hill reports it's McCarthy's most extensive comment yet on political and potential punishments Santos could face. There is more, like a multi-billion dollar, a new program to build 24,000 homes for the homeless. Will that solve the problem? There are those in Seattle who think it will. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.